fans, good afternoon. Hope you had a great Monday. Broncos here in San Diego for Monday Night Football. It's week 6. And as you can see, it's gorgeous here today. It's a perfect Monday Night Football. No one's here yet at the stadium. We're here a few hours earlier. And this is Broncos TV on site for week 6. With Greg Caldwell, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks again for checking this out. And I'll tell you what, if it's Broncos in San Diego, Greg, it's got to be Monday night, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is the third time in the last 4 seasons the Broncos and Chargers have played here in San Diego on Monday Night Football. Fourth time in the last 5 seasons. In 08, it was Sunday Night Football. So, prime time, the Chargers and the Broncos seem to go together. So the players are definitely ready for tonight. Chris and I both just had a couple of double-doubles from In-N-Out, so we're definitely ready. Hope you guys are ready for what should be a good one tonight.
Team traveled in yesterday and had a chance to watch highlights of all the games that were played, and everyone's well aware. The Chiefs lost yesterday. The Raiders lost yesterday. The Broncos with a win tonight will be the only AFC West team to get a win in Week 6, and at stake is a tie at the top of the division.
Well, the stage is certainly set. With a win, the Broncos tie the Chargers atop the AFC West, like Chris, you just mentioned. It's going into the bye week, so you want to have a good taste in your mouth for the extra week before you can get back on the field. It's prime time. Really, the stage is set for what should be a fun game to watch.
And not just momentum with a win, but offensively, what a lot of guys talked about in the locker room this week was having some momentum that they've used and you've seen in the fourth quarter for the last couple of weeks. Start in the first quarter, get that thing going the whole game. They've been working on it all week. Here's wide receiver Eric Decker on doing just that tonight against San Diego.
It's executing the plays. I think, you know, when you get in the fourth quarter, you don't see a different defense. You don't see them, you know, slouch back anymore. We're just making plays, or we're not putting ourselves in third down situations or third and long, or, you know, we're executing the first couple plays that move the chains for us. I think that's the biggest thing we need to get back to, is just making sure that we take care of what we do and make the plays when they, you know, present themselves.
That's Eric Decker this week in the locker room back at Dove Valley. And Gray, Broncos have outscored opponents by 52 points in the fourth quarter through the first 5 weeks of the season. Peyton Manning joked, well, means they must not be doing what they want to do the first 3 quarters, having to play the way they have in the fourth.
Well, exactly. Consistency is what the Broncos are looking for going into this game. And they know they're going to need it against a talented San Diego offense. It's led, obviously, by Phillip Rivers at quarterback. He's got some threats at receiver from Malcolm Floyd to Robert Meacham, Antonio Gates, a guy Broncos fans are familiar with, and Eddie Royal. But it feels a little bit like the New England game in that focuses on the pass game, but there's a talented run game as well. Ryan Matthews, coming off a collarbone injury, had his best game of the season last week. Head coach North Turner said he expects going forward for him to be one of the top backs in the league, and he's got sort of a 1-2 punch with Jackie Battle as well, who spells him. So there's a lot for the Broncos to be looking out for.
Yeah, Ryan Matthews running the ball well right now, and on this field behind us last year, Willis McGahee went for 23 carries for 117 yards, so expect, I think, a dose of the run game from both sides, but with Peyton Manning and Phillip Rivers, expect that ball to go up in the air too. Champ Bailey on Friday talked about why he respects Charger quarterback Phillip Rivers.
Well, just mutual respect, I think. You know, I think that grows when you have a guy out there proving himself every week. You know, I don't like people who talk a lot of smack that hadn't done anything. And, you know, he's done a lot since then. You know, he hadn't won the big one, but neither have I. But, you know, it's hard in this game to earn that respect. And, you know, I think people respect him now because of what he's done.
That's Champ Bailey and Phillip Rivers Friday, pardon me, at Dove Valley this week. And that'll do it for Broncos TV on site. As you can see, it is warm out here. Gray's already sweating through his suit. I'm getting ready to shoot the game down here on the field. Kickoff at 6:30 on ESPN. And again, for pregame, in-game, and postgame coverage, just go to DenverBroncos.com. Thanks so much for watching. Enjoy the game.